And finally, I got to 19, and looking back, what mom and dad were really doing was raising a no-limit child, that there were no restrictions, that there were no limits of what someone could accomplish, regardless of what medical technology said was going to happen. And so at 19, I took it upon myself to become a no-limit partier rather than a no-limit person. And freshman year of college, I decided that I would try just about anything and everything that was out there. And suddenly, what was once dormant became dominant. And this disease just rose up and bit me. And at that point, I went from the ability to run 5 miles a day, swim 2 miles a day, bike 10 miles a day, to not being able to walk 30 feet to that door without passing out. Cystic fibrosis is a disease that fills your lung up with that same dark green phlegm crap that you have when you have pneumonia or bronchitis. And in there is a bacteria that eats away at your lung linings. So that slowly, from the day you're born, in most cases, that phlegm builds up and destroys your small airways, and destroys your medium airways, and then eventually destroys your large airways to where you suffocate. So at 19, my life changed drastically. I was a first trumpet player at a well-known university as a freshman. The world was in front of me. My goal was to be on the Tonight Show band with Doc Severinsen and Johnny Carson. And suddenly that wasn't available to me. And I went into the hospital and changed schools and got out. And 3 weeks later was back in the hospital and got out. And a month later was back in the hospital. And the doctors came to me at that time and said the progression of this disease happened so rapidly that a life expectancy of about 3 years is what I would expect. And I said, but what about trumpet playing? You know, and they said, well, if you're going to die in 3 years, what's the sense of continuing to practice? And that was how harsh it was. It was an expectation that that was where I was going to go. And that third hospitalization, I was sitting there and had a pretty prayerful life and was praying for an answer, some sort of guidance that would wake me up, that would give me some sort of roadmap how to work my way out of this. Because after all, I hadn't died when I was 12. Why should I really die when I was 19? And so I was sitting there, and I'd watched Johnny Carson every night since I was 9 or 10, waiting for that ultimate moment with Doc when get a solo, which he never did get a solo. Carson would always say, we're going to have Doc, and I'd stay till 1:30, and we never had Doc. And then one night, as I was there in the hospital, this man walked out with this book called Your Erroneous Zones. And within a week, I had that book. And Pull Your Own Strings, and Sky's the Limit. And then came those first set of tapes from Cleveland, right? Well, I took those tapes, and I did dupe them, and had them in the car, and had them in my Walkman, and absolutely owned the knowledge that my thought was the miracle that came was that I was watching Johnny Carson that night. And I can recite to you every humorous point in there, and every serious point, whether it's the parachutist that forgot he had a cold until he got back in the car, or the ant with a bad merge genes, and the adult student that you made collect butterflies. And I took that knowledge and I said, you know, if this is possible to think in terms of no limits, then why should I limit myself by what the medical doctors say? After all, I'm as wise as they are. I'm as intelligent as they are. They're just older with a little bit more money and a degree. And so if that's their opinion, I'm going to draw a line in the sand and I intend to beat this disease. So with that, I went off on my own and made mistake after mistake until I found a path of waking up every day knowing that I was winning. And over the years, everybody would walk into me and say, but how is it you do that? What's your strength? How is it that you got from facing death to living life at this level of enjoyment? And for years I would say, Wayne Dyer saved my life. And it wasn't probably till 5 years ago, 19, 29, 17, 18 years ago, where suddenly it dawned on me that Wayne hadn't saved my life. What he had done is given me tools to choose life over death. And the gift isn't that I'm still here. The gift is that in choosing life over death, that I've been able to be of service to a multiple of people in hospitals that I would never have had the opportunity to meet before. 10-year-old roommates, parents of newly diagnosed children with CF, staff members with family critical problems that come into the room and through my presence or my joy, walk away different. And the gift of service is truly the gift that you brought to me.